702. News and current affairs.
Skonathi Mantshantsha is my guest, is the spokesperson for Eskom, and he joins me now. Skonathi, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. You were obviously listening to my rant just before I started this hour, and I suggested in my commentary that it appears to me that the problems at Eskom go far deeper than being just technical. I suggested that there are other issues, and I say this because of statements that have been made by people within Eskom, journalists, that there are possible issues of sabotage, of mafia groups that are involved in trying to either usurp or keep certain pieces of the carcass, which is Eskom. I'm not sure how much of that you heard, but you decided you'd give us a call.
Probably. Thank you for indeed allowing me into your show.
Yeah.
I greet the listeners. The reality, yes, I must also admit that I do not think I heard all of your rant.
Yeah.
Which we should all rant at some point and get the attention of those who deserve it.
Yeah.
So you did. So if you allow me, sir, to give first a very broad picture and paint it this way.
Yeah.
The starting point is that Eskom is a company that is owned by you and I, the people of South Africa, the taxpayers, and it is controlled on our behalf by the government of the day.
Yes.
Fully controlled by the government of the day, which appoints the board, and the board appoints the chief executive.
Yeah.
That is through the Department of Public Enterprises. And then the policy that Eskom implements, and it implements nothing else but government policy, that policy is drawn up and designed by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you that so that your listeners understand exactly how Eskom fits into their lives and what it can and cannot do. What Eskom can do is build the power station that it has been authorized by the government of the day to build. And Eskom must make sure those power stations are able to run and produce all the electricity that it can, that they can produce.
Yeah.
When there is a need for power stations to be built, as we have now, as our power stations are very old, Eskom must make a request to the government and say, allow us to build power stations. Or Eskom must say, government, please permit anyone you want to build power stations to do so. This is the Electricity Regulation Act of 2006.
Yeah.
That makes this decision. And it vests those powers as to when, how, and by whom power stations are built.
Yeah.
In the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy. So our current problems are way deep. They go all the way back to decisions that were made in the 90s, and these were delayed building of the power stations. There was a long time where the government said, no, you can't build, no, don't build. At the same time, the government correctly said, yes, Obri in Mamelodi and Mabupane and Sekonati in Mzonyane in the Transkei must get electricity. But that was from existing infrastructure.
Yep.
The only time Eskom was permitted to build power stations was when we were already desperate, and that was in 2007, to start building Dupi and Kusile.
Yep.
And, of course, there were formulas and processes by which that was to be done. A board of Eskom was chosen to then decide who does the building of what power station. And we know all about the contracts that were awarded to companies that eventually delivered the current faulty power stations. These are Medupi, Kusile, and Ingula, which have again had to be rebuilt, or serious parts of these power stations to be rebuilt at a huge cost again to you and I.
Yeah.
So that is where we are. When you hear the management of Eskom says what this country needs is 3,000 megawatts, is 4,000 megawatts of new power stations, That's not because ESCOM is lazy and it doesn't, it just thinks it should talk about these things, but that's because it does not have the power, one, at this point to build these power stations. It also doesn't have the money to build these power stations. The shareholder then must make the decision as to how these things are built and when and by whom. Now, I will tell you that the people of South Africa need electricity. Where that electricity comes from and who owns the infrastructure is a question that is not very important to the ordinary person, to you and I. We want electricity. If ESCOM is not building the electricity now, we do have a problem. Now, where are we? The reason we are now having stage 6 load shedding, which will downgrade just a bit to stage 5 load shedding, is because the power stations that ESCOM currently uses, one, are too old and are unreliable, and they have been breaking down. As a starting point, the Komati power station will be closed down completely at the end of this month, and that power station started generating electricity in November 1961. Probably your parents, only your parents were alive at that point, and not you and I.
Yeah.
And that power station is still giving us electricity, and it cannot perform as a new power station. On average, all the power stations are 44 years old this year. Now, if you can show me a machine that is 44 years old, or in that case of Komati, I think that's 70 years old, and it's still able to work, then I will pay you R1 million that I don't even have. Our reality is we need new infrastructure to be built, and that infrastructure takes time to build once the decision to build has been made. Yes, on the part of ESCOM, a lot of things have really gone wrong through the years, including the fact that we have allowed these power stations, again through bad decisions, to go to the extent that we are now, that you have 17,000 megawatts that is not able to work because it is just too old and has been so poorly maintained. ESCOM has not treated the power stations as well as it should have, and now they have fought back. That's exactly where we are, and that is the part I thought I should help you and your listeners frame the conversation, knowing the full story.
So I suppose one cannot disagree with that characterization of the problem that ESCOM has. Let me perhaps give you what I believe is perhaps the esoteric issues that continue to give us this gift of darkness. You and I know, and I don't know whether you are in a position to comment about this, but you and I know that there are syndicates who are responsible for the stealing of certain parts. We have a procurement policy that has retarded the ability to buy spare parts as quickly as possible. For this, we have power generation units who mysteriously at the same time break, suggesting that there is sabotage. And the sabotage is happening because there are certain interest groups within ESCOM that are at loggerheads with each other. Would you agree with that sort of esoteric side of the ESCOM problem, that it exists?
Aubrey, that is totally true. I agree fully.
Right.
We have, as ESCOM, what I have been doing together with the management team is to tell the people of South Africa exactly what is going on and what is not going on. And what is not going on is the building of new power stations at this point.
Right. And let me continue with my theory, Skonati, and say that because ESCOM has been a pretty successful SOE in the past, it was literally a cash cow. Certain people saw it precisely as that, and it became something over which negotiations were made and agreed upon. And now, because of the neglect of ESCOM, because of the neglect of the renewing of this asset, which is our only power generator, there is contestation for who gets to control this cash cow. Because even though it is ailing at the moment, those that understand it know that it is a major potential cash cow if it is given a chance to breathe again. Would that be true?
Yes, that is true. If you allow me,
sure.
I can comment fully, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. On the matter of contestation, that is peripheral. That's on the site. As I started this conversation deliberately by saying, the government is fully in control of Eskom.
Yes.
So whoever may want a piece or not is a matter that really should not even arise. The government, by law, and indeed, is fully in charge of Eskom. So that's one. You spoke earlier about Eskom being a cash cow. I repeat again, the government is fully in charge. The government appoints the board, and the board appoints the management, and they all account to the government of the day, including being subject to the laws that are produced by the government of the Republic of South Africa at the time. The current laws, which talk to maintenance and all the contracts, are the Public Finance Management Act, which is passed by Parliament, the Preferential Procurement Framework Act, which was passed by a democratic government in a democratic parliament. So what I am showing you here is that Eskom is a creature of the government's creation. Its control lies fully within the government. So you have now these issues that require attention. A lot of the solutions, I will repeat this again. Eskom has to make sure that it gets power stations to work, those that it does currently have and has been permitted to operate. Whatever else is not in existence now, the government of the day must make a decision about when and how and by whom do we get new power stations. That's a responsibility that by law is outside of Eskom's control. The management of Eskom will tell you what is required, as they have since at least 1994, telling the democratic government, we need to build this, we need to build that, we need to build that. And then the government has to make a decision. I hope that answers your question.
Sure. And the point that you are underscoring is that it is really up to the government to fix the problems that have been highlighted by the management and the people that are in the leadership of Eskom. What I'm pointing to...
I'm not exempting Eskom. I have said to you, Eskom currently has got breakdowns that are far too high, just too high,
sure,
for a normal organization to have. Eskom's management must account and does account for the current breakdowns in its infrastructure that has been granted to operate. It is not normal to have 17,000 megawatts of capacity out of 48,000 broken. That is just totally unacceptable. And that is what Eskom must account for. What is not in existence at this point, Eskom cannot account for.
So are we at any point going to see a change in the trajectory of the power situation in South Africa? Are we going to see a significant change in the now ever more frequent outages? Is that going to change at any point, Sikonathi?
Yes, it absolutely is going to change. The first point is Eskom really likes to thank the government for the intervention that it has made so far to liberate all of South Africa to actually come to the party and help to build power stations or generating capacity, to actually liberate people to be able to trade electricity, to actually liberate and remove the stringent requirements where you would need the minister's license to build a power station, even for your own business requirements. So those are great measures that have been taken so far. This has also freed Eskom now to come to Obri and say, please, can you sell me 200 megawatts or 1 megawatt? We did not have this option before. Today, Eskom made the announcement that it will approach companies that already have electricity that they can sell to be able to buy it to reduce our constraints.
Yeah.
There are companies in South Africa that actually produce their own electricity.
Skonati, no, I hear you. I'm so sorry. I've run out of time. But what then is the president going to come and tell us?
No, the president can speak for himself. I'm telling you that this will change, but it will take time, unfortunately. Power stations are not built in a day, and in the case of South Africa, they have taken the two that we are building now. They have taken 13 years, and we are still building
Sikonati Manjanja, thank you very much for this impromptu conversation. Much appreciated. Eskom spokesperson, wonder what you make of that.